Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Hishaleich lefonai v'heyei tamim, walk before me and be complete. Rashi explains, be complete in all the tests that I test you. And in Parashat Shoftim, Rashi says, do not try to dodge out what might come upon you. Don't try to dodge out schar v'einish, reward and consequence. Tamim tie im Hashem alikecha, be complete with Hashem. Whatever happens, stay tight with Hashem. And then you are ima yulichelkoi, you belong to Hashem. What does this simply mean? If a person is focused and attached to the Bria, to the creation, and he's not attached eternally to the Bore, to the Creator, then whatever happens down here breaks him. It has an effect on him. The Maharal in Gvuras Hashem explains that this was the chait of Mei Meriva, that Moshe Rabbeinu got agitated for a moment because something that happened down here had bearings on him. But a person who's attached to the Ribbono Shel Olam eternally, nothing that happens in this world breaks him because he understands it is only Nisyoi Noisai. It is a testing ground. And the more intense the test, the greater the reward. As Chazal tell us in Parashas Bereishis, Vayitzer says with two yuds, a Yitzire le'olam hazeh, that transcends and transforms into a Yitzire le'olam haba, is the understanding that this entire world is in the Soyin, set up to recreate an eternal reality out of this reality. Once a person understands that, the situations cannot break him. In the words of the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe, when the communists held a gun to his head and told him they were going to shoot him, he said, that toy only scares a person who has two gods and one world. A person who has two worlds and one god does not get terrified by that toy. But here is a yid carrying weight, a father whose business is collapsing and he hasn't told anyone. The mother whose oldest is over 30 and not one shidduch has happened. The person sitting for years next to a child in the hospital, asking himself, what am I accomplishing? He picks up a sefer of chizuk, trying to be mechazik himself. He wants to know he's not a failure. But the truth is that you're not broken. Tamim tie, you're complete with the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you remain not broken through all the tests. There's a fascinating Rambam. He says that even a fool could act with intelligence if he wants to. How? If he recognizes that his own intellect is so much smaller than the great minds, he submits to their intelligence and does not insist on his own opinion. He has achna and he listens to what they have to say. The deepest philosophies of emunah are very hard for a simple person. But if he could take his intellect and say, the great minds who stood at Har Sinai processed these ideas, so my intellect tells me, my limited intellect tells me to submit to their greater intellect. That itself is intelligence. And one of the hardest concepts in all of Yiddishkeit to understand is Hashem's foreknowledge of the future. In the Torah in Parshas Lech Lecha Yishayah, Novi says, Kirei Adoiris Meirosh, Hashem saw all the generations from the beginning. The Gemara in Shabbos Aflamet Beis
says
that when a person falls 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 years after creation, Ki Yipoil Han Leifel, Ro Lipoil Misheshis Yimei Bereshis. It was already written in the script. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us that Hashem showed Adam Rishon, Dor Dor V'Doishov, Dor Dor V'Chachamov, the entire history of the world. The Gemara needed after Zion says that Hashem is Geza on the child, Oni Oshe, Gibor Cholosh, Chacham Tipeish. And Rashi explains, Shum Dovar Einoi Biyotcha. Nothing is in your control. Everything is predestined. And the only thing that's in your control is Ki Im Lehira, how much Yira Shemayim you will live with in your situation. And the Gemara in Yumid Avlamit Ches says B'shimcha yikra'ucha, u'bimkaimcha yoshivucha. If parnasa is destined for you, the whole world could try to take it away, and it will come right back to you. And the Gemara in Erevin says, kaladichik es hasha, one who forces the hour is pushed away by the hour. One who submits, the hour may yet stand at his side. Think about it honestly. Most people in the world could trace their whole life back to a few pivotal decisions, and those decisions could have taken 5 minutes here and there. A few minutes decided which yeshiva, which shidduch, where to live, and everything else triggered from there. Which yeshiva you chose out of the five you were considering, whom you came to know, the brother-in-law who connected you to someone who connected you to someone else until you met the one you married. It is impossible to believe that those few minutes were random. Everything is predestined and preordained min hashamayim, because the entire hashkacha played itself out through those few seconds of decisions. Can't be. So everything, every pivotal step is controlled on high. There's a fascinating Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Chulin. I believe it's Rosh Hashanah Yudalid, Chulin, maybe Daf Samach. Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Kol Ma'isa Bereshis, B'Koymoso Nivru, L'Daito Nivru, B'Tzimyoino Nivru. All of creation was created at its full stature by its own consent in its own desired form. Thesis explains L'Daiton, that Hashem asked them whether they wanted to be created in the exact situation in which they were created, and Tzivyoinam from Tzvi, a lotion of perfect, splendorous beauty, and also a lotion of desire in the exact situation that they desired to be created. How the Rishonim and the Mekubalim understand this is staggering. The Leshem explains, the Daiton Ivru means Hashem foretold the Neshama every single detail of its hardship, of its tremendous tests. Just as Hashem teaches the Neshama the entire portion of Torah we learn in this world, Hashem tells the Neshama its whole life situation, mapped out from beginning to end, and the Neshama stamps its agreement. And it isn't a KGB confession, it's an agreement. And why does the Neshama agree? Because Tzivyoinam, because it sees the beauty and the splendor of the eternal reality that will be created out of all those tests. And knowing the end, the Tzvi, the Tiferes, the beauty that will be produced out of its Avedis Hashem, out of the breaking of its Midas, out of accepting the pain, the Neshama willingly, L'Daiton, throws itself into Hashem's hands and says, do with me, whatever you understand is perfect. To create eternity. Now imagine telling this to a person and he says back to you, but I don't remember agreeing to any of this. I don't remember being asked. How can I be held to a deal I have no memory of making? But of course you don't remember. You're down here now, inside the test. And from in here, you cannot see what the Neshama saw. And this is exactly where the Rambam's wise man becomes the wise fool. He knows his own intellect is too small to take in Tzivyoinam, the beauty his whole eternity is being built out of. And so he submits to the one who showed it to him. You are not being asked to recall the agreement. You are being asked to trust the one you made it with. The Beis Yankiv, the Ishbitzer, in the Akdama to the Sefer by his son, the Baal HaTcheles, asks the obvious question. The Gemara says, Noyach loy la'adam shaloy nivra, yoysim ishanivra. It would have been easier for a person not to have been created. So why agree to come down at all? And he answers, of course it's not easy, it's not noyach. It's a very dangerous voyage, but toiv loy, it's good for him. It may not be noyach, it may not be comfortable, but toiv loy, it's tremendous, because after he reaches his destination, it's going to be unbelievable. And to help us feel it, he explains, what are 70 years next to eternity? 70 years is less than a dream. A dream takes a few seconds and feels like a lifetime. It is the same kind of time. But eternity is out of time altogether. After 1,000,000 years, it's nothing. After 1,000,000,000 years, it's nothing. After 1,000,000,000,000, 1,000,000,000,000,000, 1,000,000,000,000,000, 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 So picture this, he says. Imagine the person is offered a choice. We will put you to sleep and give you an injection that will cause a terrifying dream that feels like 70 years, full of tests, nisyonos, and hardships. If during the dream you say, I hate this, I wish I had never been born, you lose. But if during the dream you keep saying, I accept whatever Hashem wants from me, then an hour later you wake up and you are rewarded with reward beyond imagining. That is exactly what our mission in Olam Hazeh is. When a child builds a tower out of blocks, out of Lego, out of clicks, we think he is less sophisticated than the people who built the Twin Towers. But on the 11th of September, the world saw it's not much of a difference. When the mighty bridge in Baltimore collapses from the push of a ship, when the Titanic sinks, it might be a little more sophisticated, but we see that it's just blocks, it's just Lego. Olam Hazeh is nothing. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam always arranges Olam Hazeh so that there's no security in it. From natural disasters, from nations that want to wipe each other off the map, from religions that want to wipe the other off the map, from sickness of the body and sickness of the mind, from strife in the family and strife in the community. There's nothing to hold onto in Olam Hazeh. Kol yomov kas u'machoy v'minyonoy, says Shlomo HaMelech. All his days are anger and pain. And that is what makes purpose and meaning so tremendous. Because they turn time into timelessness, nothingness into eternity. That is the depth of bitachin. Not fantasy dreams that everything will go the way I want. Bitachin means I am not a random piece of dust. I am a person observed on high by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And every machshava, every dibur, every maise, every thought, every word, every desire is gathered up and turned into eternity. Nothing of it is ever lost. It is famous from the Chidushi Arim. In the Yamim Noiroim we say, Adam yisoida himeyafar v'soifei laafar. And the Baal Tzvila the Chazan cries, a person's beginning is dust and the end is dust. What, he asks, is so terrible about that? You're no worse off than where you began. And the answer is no, because you can take this dust, this physical life, and turn it into eternity. The tragedy is only if we leave it as is. And this is the difference the Vilna Gaon draws between Shlomo HaMelech and David HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech had the teva of a tzaddik. He did one avera, and it finished him because he never had the power of breaking his nature. David HaMelech, Admoni, born with the teva of a rasha, was always breaking his nature every second of his life. And so when he stumbled, Hashem passed over it. Whoever passes over his nature, Hashem passes over all his faults also. Some people are born on top of the mountain and never struggle. Their nature is already in line with everything Yiddishkeit asks of them. They love to learn, they love to daven, they love Shabbos and Yontif. They have health and means and talent. And some people are born at the bottom of the mountain. One step up, two steps down. One step up, two steps down. A struggle every second. And it looks like the first one is the lucky one. But by this cheshbin, the one at the bottom is breaking his nature with every step. And that is a whole different kind of existence. If you want to see the blueprint, look at Aseres HaDibris, the all-encompassing 10 statements. Hashem chose precisely these to open the revelation and bind himself to humanity. They must carry some invisible, powerful message. And the message running under all 10 is the chashivos of a single Yiddish human life. Every animal may be slaughtered for its meat, its hide. It's time, it's labor, the axe to plow, the horse to pull the wagon. I have a right to harness the time of an animal's life for mine. But loy sitzach, a human life is something else entirely. It carries a holy component, a mission to serve Hashem. And loy signoi, which in the Aseres HaDibris refers to kidnapping, means I may not steal even the time of another person's life, time that could have been turned into eternity. You can only honor the two partners that brought you into this world once you appreciate that life itself, with all its hardships, is the only ticket to eternity. So loy sitzach, loy signoi, even kabe de sovicho together are teaching the chashivus of chayim, of life itself. Then comes something perplexing. Rabbeinu B'chaye, in Parshas Yisroi, brings from the Rambam, that to keep Shabbos, the Torah need only have said, on the seventh day you should rest. Why does it bother to tell us the obvious, sheishis yamim tavoid v'osisa kol malachtecha, 6 days you shall work? Because the Torah is teaching that not 1 second of life is wasted. The 6 days a person works for an honest parnasa to live a kosher life, every second of that is as choshev in Hashem's eyes as the seventh day of Shabbos. Kol ma'asecho l'shem shamayim. Every part of your life is precious, not only the Shabbos. Loy Tinov built the very concept of a stable family. Before Matan Torah, the Rambam tells us there was no permanence to a family at all. And Loy Sachmoid carries the most powerful message of them all, that every single person has a unique mission and a unique set of circumstances. As the mission in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin says, Chayev Adam Loy Ma Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. The world was created for me. Rav Tzadik HaKoyin explains, no one else who ever lived can give Hashem the particular Nachas Ruach that comes from your mission, because no one else has walked through it. To desire another person's wife, another person's money, another person's life, is to step out of your own world, to miss the entire point that you were given a portion no one else can fill. And then, the greatest chiddush of all, how do we know that simply living, whether a person's life is hard or easy, is itself a mitzvah? The Chassam Sofer says, Loy Sitzach includes a person taking his own life. If so, then Loy Sitzach is telling us that the greatest mitzvah of all is to live out the time of your life. Just as the Sefer HaChinuch says, Pru Urvu is the first mitzvah, because it brings into the world those who will do all the mitzvahs. So too, Loy Sitzach, living is a mitzvah. Living with minimal accomplishment, living in survival mode is a mitzvah. And every second you do a mitzvah, there's tremendous eternal reward. So hear what the architecture is saying to the Yid, who is sure that his hard life is evidence against him, that he's a failure. The day you only survived, the day you got out of bed, davened without feeling it, held the family together with nothing left in you, that day was not a wasted day. That was Loy Sitzach, that was the greatest mitzvah turning into eternity. Every second of it under the surveillance of the Ribbono Shel Olam. You agree to this because the neshama saw what would be built out of it. L'daiton, l'tzivyonon. And whatever happens, stay tight with Hashem. And your imayu l'chelkoi, tomim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.